When you get to morals, it's just your morals. And even, not even morals, the mores. Because we got the Romans, right? We're all Romans and we're all correct. We've got a good government. We have, our whole judicial system is really an art form, sculpt. We're beautiful people. Now, there's one group in this Roman society that is correct. Now, this group is against everything that's good. This group are called Christians. Now, what do we with the Christians? Only one thing that is correct and moral to do them, throw them to the lions. Now, as rough as segregation gets, boy, lion fressing, that's, yeah. I'd rather get schlepped away from a lunch counter any day. Yeah, there's a definite quantitative difference between, you know, being refused the right to serve is served as refuse, you know. No, doesn't make it. But the Romans, we're correct and we're right and we're going to do this thing. Now, the Romans paid a lot of dues. Christians, they paid heavy dues, right? Okay. In this city, okay, Romans paid dues, Christians paid dues. Negro paid a lot of dues in this city. The three of them have come into their own economically, which is the whole scene, always economics, right? So you got Christians, Romans, Negroes in this town, and they're really all cool. You'd figure they would bite their tongues before they'd ever say the Puerto Ricans are moving in, man. What is that? Didn't they hear the Christians are moving in, the Jews are moving in? Now, I'm of a Semitic background, Jewish, right? And I, let's see, I'm 35, so I got a chance to taste about 30% of the Negro dues. Segregated housing, schooling, the only colleges you could make was CCNY. Circumcised citizens of New York. Anti-Semitic, that's it, man. Yeah, heavyweight Jew. Now, today, there's no problem being Jewish at all, man. Yeah, because it's in, economically, they all, and so there's no hassle at all. Man. But then, you go through all the stages of being Jewish, you know, with the defense, what time is it? Yeah, I'm Jewish. And then when you're really in the service, 1942, and you're drug being Jewish, man. Yeah, you don't dig it at all, you know. I'll say, hey, Jew boy. So then you're, what nationality? American. Yeah, you go through that. So then you go through the dopey thing of, you know, Jewish is a religion. Any crap rationalization. Yeah. So any Jew in 1942 said he could say that, I am proud, but not, I'm, as soon as a guy, I'm glad I'm a Jew. He said, oh, shit, forget it, man. Who can be glad? Unless a masochist, that's all. Must be schlepped around. You can say I'm proud, which means I've made a good adjustment, but that's all. That's all you can say. Yeah. So now, you got a dopey cliche. Would you want your sister to marry one of them? Which, see, has... There's no logic there, see. Because... we have, you know, how do we get all the things from a graph, the law, what's specific and generality? So when you say, I don't want my sister to marry one of them, you got to tell me which sister, which one of them. Because it doesn't make any sense. Then it's a complete non sequitur. Because if I talk to a member of the Ku Klux Klan, I say, well, let's see, you're 35 years old and you're unmarried, you're white and you're an attractive man, and I looked at your record here, you're good to your family, good to your children, you've got... good war record, and you seem to be an asset. What is that? Did you hear that? I hope you heard it. What was that? Was it weird? Dig, it's some guy's playing a piano backstage. Yeah, but he don't know. He's going, boom, boom, and that. You know what he said? He said, no, because Dick, Don. No, he said, you got to get close to the mic, you know. But no, that's what I, the objection I had to you. You were like, prefer. This is set up for violins. Maybe if I talk like that. Yeah, it's for a high impedance sound. Yeah. Oh, God. I've done a cursed thing. I am different now. It's Andrew Stone in Freakoscope. Boom, boom, boom. We dare you. Bring a doctor with you. Spook 12 midnight show. Bring my friend. Those kind of guys, if you could finally dig, they just like to smell their arms. So that's it. All right. Now, Ku Klux Klan, okay. I said, all right, now look, I'm going to give you a choice, own free will, of marrying a black woman or a white woman, two chicks about the same ages, same economic level, and you make the choice. We got to marry, whatever marriage means to you, kissing and hugging and sleeping in a single bed on hot nights, 15 years with a black woman, or 15 years with a white woman. Kissing and hugging that black woman, or the white, make a choice between the black woman and the white woman, because the white woman is Kate Smith. The black woman is Lena Horne. Now, if I can show your sister the parallel between a Charles Laughton and a Harry Belafonte, you're into the toilet.